Presents The Adventures of the Toad, the amphibious Avenger who foils the plans of sharpsters, swindlers, and the professionally insane. Tonight, the Atomic Death. We'll begin tonight's episode in a moment. But first, Mr. John Barclay of the Eagle Wig and Hairpiece Company has an important announcement for all you listeners. Mr. Barclay?
Hello, friends. If you are bald or have thinning hair, you've probably come to depend on eagle wigs and toupees. Eagle wearers know an eagle will hold up in any kind of weather and will always look brand new. And now our crowning achievement, the Simonize Freestyle Fiber King, the finest hairpiece money can buy. Made from the mane of the brown elk, the closest fiber to human hair, the Fiber King is sure to become a favorite. And it wears like iron. So for the safest, most durable, and up-to-date in hairpieces, insist on Eagle. From Hawaii to the Alps, the finest of scalps wear Eagle wigs and toupees.
Mercy Hospital, emergency ward.
Help! My children, they're not moving!
The epidemic?
Hurry, they're dying!
Bailiff, tell the jury they may recess until tomorrow morning.
Yes, Your Honor.
Your Honor, the jury is dead!
Whether 'tis no blood in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows...
Never mind, Lewis, never mind.
What? Now look at the audience.
Saints preserve us. They're dead!
Hear that, Ricardo?
You can't expect us...
Don't tell me you can't find a cure. We're cut off now. No one will be let in or out of the city.
But...
As acting mayor, I've got to get some answers or we can scratch Fairdale off the map.
We got every doctor and chemist working like demons to diagnose this plague.
That's not enough. But... Put every nurse, every ambulance driver, every candy striper on this thing.
Maybe...
Maybe what?
Maybe the Toad could help.
Yes, the boys at the Gazette would love that. New mayor, a belly flop. Toad called in. With the interim election on Tuesday, I'd sooner catch the plague.
I suppose you're right, though. Gee, say, you don't look so well, Your Honor.
What do you mean?
Your teeth are dropping out. You're turning green. Oh, God of mercy! The new mayor! He's dead!
More black pudding, Miriam?
No, Clovis. Thanks anyway.
Nah, you've turned up your nose at everything tonight.
Yes, I'm afraid this epidemic has claimed my appetite.
Yes, a mysterious disease. Gruesome, unpredictable. Like something out of the Dark Ages.
Clovis, that poor man. It's like the end of the world. Shouldn't we try to help him?
I've been trying to for weeks now, Miriam.
You mean you've been looking for a cure?
Not exactly. Excuse me, miss, would you have anything in the way of a cordial or...
Restaurant is closed.
Oh,
shame.
Oh, my.
Ladies and gentlemen, please leave the restaurant.
Clovis, it's like something out of a nightmare.
Now straight to your homes!
Come on, Miriam. I'll tell you about my theory in the car. So I leapt into action.
But why? Surely it's a case for the medical teams, for scientists.
Miriam, believe me, it's a case for the Toad.
But Clovis...
The symptoms of this epidemic are not entirely foreign to me. I read about them once in a journal of experimental physics. Too obscure to be known to our fine local doctors.
I'm afraid I missed it too, Clovis.
They are the symptoms of atomic poisoning.
But Clovis, atomic science is still in its infancy.
A murderous infant, I'm afraid. It's one science that might best have been left unborn.
Clovis, pull over.
Oh, yes. For some time, Miriam, I've had a hunch that the Pyro Hairbrush Factory...
You mean the one at the edge of town, where 3/4 of Fairdale's citizens are employed?
That's the one. And I'm quite sure they've moved beyond toiletries.
Clovis, watch out, that man!
I see him. Chances are, he's walking home from Pyro. Excuse me, sir.
Yep?
You work for the hairbrush factory, don't you?
Oh, sure, I work for Pyro. Oh,
in what capacity, may I ask?
Oh, I work in the metallurgical... handles.
Yes. Sophisticated handles, I dare say.
They'll do. Say, what are you driving at, mister?
Oh, nothing. It wouldn't make an atom of difference.
Won't you come in, Clovis?
No, Miriam. Another time.
You're not going snooping around that hairbrush factory, are you?
Not me, Miriam. Clovis DeWitt has done all he can. It's time to call in the Toad. Give me a kiss before I go.
All right. But wait till we've stopped kissing to turn into the Toad. I mean it.
Yes. Sorry about that.
Clovis!
That's okay. You look like a fast learner.
And I could go off the night shift, Mr. Gerber.
Sure. And you'll need to keep your nights open. Burger. Eddie. Good evening, boys.
Good evening, Mr. Gerber.
Hey.
What are you on the loading dock for?
Miss Adams and I were just discussing bristles.
Yeah, we seen you brushing up against it, Tibbet.
She's a girl.
Keep quiet, you numbskull.
You boys... get it buried?
Yeah, boss. We're back for the rest.
I want a donut.
Yeah, that's swell. And nobody saw you?
I am a water cooler.
Nobody. You want us to wait inside?
Nope.
Yes, Miss Adams and I can finish our conversation. Come back in 2 hours, and I'll help you with the rest.
Sure thing, boss.
Where's Uncle Willie?
Come on, you Bozak.
My goodness. Who are those two men?
Just some dopes I hired to transport some dangerous chemicals.
Really?
They're professionals, don't worry. Now, where were we?
Bristles.
Oh, yeah. Say, did I tell you about my yacht?
Your yacht?
Sure. Sleeps 30. I'll take you out on it when they clean up the canal. Oh, Reba.
Oh, Mr. Gerber.
I wouldn't do that, Gerber.
What?
I hate the thought of your reproducing your mutant kind.
Who said that?
Look! It's a frog!
You're mistaken, Miss Adams. I am the Toad.
The Toad?
I am here to put a stop to your wholesale poisoning of this city.
Now look, Toad.
He knows.
We make hairbrushes here. Good ones. I don't know what you...
I heard every syllable, Gerber.
Damn.
And I've seen the sickness... children racked with the fruit of your greed.
No, no. Listen, Toad. We're not the ones you're looking for. All right, we process enriched uranium for a secret munitions plant out in New Mexico. And sure, we dumped the refuse in the canal, but we stopped. I swear to you, Toad, we found out it was killing people and we stopped it immediately.
Immediately?
Sure. Or within a week.
A week?
Or... shortly thereafter.
Gerber.
3 months we dumped it, okay, but we're doing the right thing now, Toad. We've been sealing it in real tight bottles and burying it out near the aquifer.
He's telling the truth, Toad.
And someone has been carrying on your demonic design, Gerber. Who?
Toad, if I knew that, I'd bag him myself.
Hmm.
You're not gonna turn us in, are you, Toad? We never meant to kill anybody. And besides, 3/4 of Fairdale works for us. Close Pyro down and they'd starve to death in a week. We got a business to run, Toad. Toad!
You're
keep away from me!
You're going up the poisoned river, Gerber.
No!
But don't worry, I'll see to it that you're released from prison as soon as the water in this town is clean.
Oh, thank you. I love you, Toad. How long will that take?
100,000 years.
Sources say the Fairdale police were tipped off by an anonymous anthropomorph who claimed his only interest in the case was saving the city's human and animal life. Oh, Clovis, how exciting.
Yes.
And how noble not to take the credit for nailing those fiends.
Well, thank you, Miriam, but 3/4 of the surviving population out of work now. Nobility is a secondary consideration.
Clovis, you're not afraid.
I wouldn't relish meeting an unemployed mob whose only desire is to tear the arms off the Toad.
I guess not. But at least they'd be alive, mob. Oh, Clovis, I hope this is the last of the funerals for a while.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
We'll see, Miriam. We'll see.
Friends, the Toad has a thick protective skin to guard him from the blustery winds and freezing temperatures of these frigid winter months. But your skin is smooth and porous. You need the protection of an Eagle Wig or toupee. Eagle Wigs keep the icy elements out and your family's natural body heat in. So trust your family's precious health to the Eagle Wig and Hairpiece Company. From Hawaii to the Alps, the finest of scalps wear Eagle Wigs and toupees.
Good morning, Miss Lake.
Why, it's Harriet Green. You're looking all right.
Morning, Mrs. Green.
How are the children?
No better. I must go.
Oh, well, it's wonderful seeing you. Remember, bottled water. Poor thing. Oh, Clovis, she looks terrible. But everything will be back to normal soon.
Yes, isn't it pretty to think so?
New mayor takes office. Trial starts for Adam Dumpers. Stay in your homes. Get your paper, folks.
New mayor, you hear that, Ricardo? Adam Dumpers.
Yes, Your Honor.
Fairdale's economy in the hoosegow.
Gee, Mr. Mayor, maybe you should sit down.
That Toad has been calling the shots in this town too long. Somebody should have sold him to a biology class years ago.
Hey, don't we get some kind of disaster relief?
That's to clean up the water.
Hey, well, we say big right there.
How's that?
There's no cleaning up the canal, Your Honor. We'd need a new canal. It's all plutonium oxide, mercury, uranium hexafluoride.
So we don't go fly fishing for a couple of 100 years. Meanwhile, it'd be nice to have a little industry. Can I pardon anybody?
No. The governor... Oh, gee, Your Honor, you got it bad. I can tell.
Ricardo, I see a time when people are united. We're all brothers.
Maybe you better lie down,
Some
Your
of
Honor.
Us work in heavy industry. Some of us labor in the fields.
Miss Hagman, get an ambulance in here, would you?
Some of us make the shoes that we wear.
I'm sorry, Mayor.
Some of us don't wear any shoes.
Miss Hagman?
Yes. Some of us make food. Food for...
Never mind, Miss Hagman. Food for worms, Your Honor.
Hey, we had pay dirt.
Yep.
Say, Eddie, don't dig no more.
I'm a fire truck.
Here. Help me with this jug, and don't spill any of it, and don't drink it!
Okay.
Yep, JB will recompensate us plenty for this job. You, bone brain, that's $4 a piece! I'll manscalate your platitudes for that.
The moon is beautiful tonight, my friend.
What the?
So serene over the dying marsh.
Oh, no.
Hey, you, come out where I can see you.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
There.
Good night for grave digging, gentlemen.
Holy... Eddie, keep quiet. Say, Toad, you're looking good.
We're the police.
Yeah. Well, the atomical waste looks fine, Officer Eddie. We can pack it over now, I guess.
Berger, Eddie, you might just as well stay. They'll just have to dig you another hole.
What do you mean, Toad?
You're mean, Toad.
The fluid that's soaking into your socks is U-235. I hope JB paid you well to dump it into the canal.
I'm a dinosaur.
You'll notice ulcerated sores on your feet quite soon. Abdominal lesions, violent cramps, and vomiting will follow. When the moon reaches the tops of those trees, you'll be blind and toothless, convulsing with... Just lie down there. I'll call a steam shovel for you in the morning.
Okay.
You're soaking us, Toad. This stuff is mud as milk compared to the hooch we got in the truck. Get rid of him, Eddie. Turn him over on his back. They hate that.
Eddie?
Come here, Toad. You're stupid.
That's it.
Didn't anyone ever tell you how to pick up a toad, Eddie?
You're a girl!
Hey, Toad, think fast! What the? What's that?
Miriam, no!
I saw your car.
Miriam, get back!
So, the Toad's got a lady friend.
Oh, hello.
And a ripe little tomato she is, too. Eddie, grab her.
No!
We'll take her to the boss.
Clovis!
Eddie, let her go! Bagger!
Happy birthday!
Listen, Wartbrain. You'll forget what you've seen here tonight. Our maid Marion will find herself with a bunch of new boyfriends. The Wimps!
Mr. DeWitt, I understand your frustration over Miss Lake's disappearance.
Abduction.
Okay, I promise you we're putting all our extra men on this case. But I tell you, our top priority is nailing those monsters in the poison ring.
Commissioner Wesley, it's Lieutenant Murphy on the line.
But I'm trying to tell you...
Murphy? Wesley, what do you got?
They're the same...
A yacht? Murphy, I thought I told you, no small craft on the canal. That poison will eat right through the hull. Nah, never mind. If those morons want to get boiled alive in that miserable ditch, let them. We got sane people to save. You boys, get back to your post. If that toad brings them in before we do, we'll be the laughing stock of all the survivors. Yeah, I do too. Hey, yeah, wouldn't that be a fine thing? You know, they say it tastes like chicken. Okay.
Commissioner Wesley, I can tell you...
Look, Mr. DeWitt, I respect your position as a wealthy dilettante, man about town, playboy, amateur criminologist, and all the rest of it.
Commissioner Wesley, the new mayor's on
but
the
I,
line.
Hello, Mr. Mayor? Your Honor? That's strange. So, Mr. DeWitt, look, the whole city is being held hostage right now. Half my men are dead or out sick, and the rest of us... Well, we're going to be rat poison around this town if we don't throw the...
Oh, your hairpiece.
Thank you, Clovis.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Darn thing pops off every 20 minutes.
It's rather an awkward affair, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a cheapie. We bought them in bulk.
Really?
Yeah, every guy on the force is bald as a boiled turkey leg. The radiation. Don't let that get around.
Loss of hair. I forgot about that.
So, Mr. DeWitt...
The men you're looking for are the same cretins who kidnapped Miriam Lake.
Oh, you don't say, Mr. DeWitt.
The vampire who's paying them.
How's that, okay?
To the right a little.
Thanks. So who's paying him?
His initials are J.B.
J.B. Well, those are wonderful clues, Mr. Clovis, and we'll sure follow him up. And you don't worry. Take a couple of days off. You're a man of leisure. Do some hunting, maybe.
Thank you, Commissioner. I guess I'll have to.
Friends, in a few moments, Mr. John Barclay of Eagle Hairpiece will tell you about an exciting offer. But first, I would like to read you a letter. One of many we receive from satisfied Eagle wearers every week. This comes from...
Barclay, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing, Toad. I was just waiting to read this copy.
Come with me.
Huh?
I'd like you to meet some friends of mine.
Toad, I can't just walk off. This is a playground.
I was hoping we'd meet a few of the regulars here. I bet they'd like an awful lot to meet you.
Yeah?
They don't seem to be anywhere around. That's strange.
Well, maybe they're in a school building.
No, I've thought of that. It's empty, look. Oh, stand up on that jungle gym there.
Yeah.
You see? Empty little desks.
Well, Toad, you know, they're probably out with that plague thing.
Oh, yes, the school officials overreacted terribly
That's
to it.
That's true. Kids are hardy little monsters.
Yes, but the officials treat them like little eggshells.
One little scraped knee, a runny nose.
A little too much scalp showing.
You got it! And then to get packed off to the nearest emergency room.
And look on that blackboard there. Instructions for washing food.
Washing food.
Swing down from there, JB. I'd like you to meet some more of my friends.
Are there snakes here?
No, not anymore.
You know, I'm not amphibious, Toad. I need to get out of this marsh and back to the studio. I've got some hair to peddle.
This is unheard of. There's not a sound. And this part of the fen is usually clogged with a billion belching toads, frogs, fish feasting on tadpoles and being snatched up by kingfishers and loons.
Oh, so you guys, little man on the tadpole.
Yes, isn't nature fun?
Yeah.
Toad, we're in luck. Over here.
Yeah?
I knew my friends would find their hospitality.
Your friends?
A brother toad.
Oh, that's too bad.
But bloated, I'm afraid. A reaction to something. I hear you've sold a lot of hair pieces lately.
Oh, yes! Fantastic!
This whole pond has overreacted. I am the last toad.
Toad! Where are you?
Sorry about the sepulchral darkness. There should be a switch.
It's freezing in here!
Well, here we are.
Oh no! Columbus, listen! This is a bad time for me,
it's
really.
It's the perfect time, Barkley. You can check up on your employees' work, and I can check up on some old friends.
Friends?
Here's one. Timmy Green.
Oh, no!
A young friend.
Oh, God, no!
He needs a new hairpiece.
Oh, jeez!
And a file cabinet, a good appearance.
No!
Here's his mother, Harriet Green.
Please!
It's the Eagle Hall of Fame.
Oh, closet!
A vast, rotten army of satisfied customers.
No!
I hope you'll mention them in your pitch tonight, Barkley. Reba Adams.
No!
Windy Fisher!
I did it!
Stan Borelli! Barkley, come back!
And of course, we've never looked better. All thanks to our eagle wigs and toupees. Yours truly, Gail Sturman. And now, as I promised, here's John Barkley with a thrilling offer from Eagle.
Hello, friends.
Mr. Barkley.
Hello, friends. The Sturmers are but one family whose lives have been changed by the Eagle Wig Hairpiece Company. They know that Eagle Wigs are smart,
Barkley,
dependable, and
murderer,
economical
Barkley.
To wear. Of course,
this
every Eagle hairpiece comes with a lifetime guarantee.
You're a rapist,
and now Eagle
a death dealer,
has an oath to make.
An agony
that your family.
Retribution springs from the marshes.
All right, I did it. Turn me in, Toad. Send me over. And I hope you realize I'm the sponsor. Call the police. But you're looking at a fast cancellation.
Never mind the police. I'm going to kick your butt from Hawaii to the Alps.
Get away! Somebody. No!
Buckley!
He's getting on his yacht.
Eddie, untie us, quick.
Stand back, everyone.
Clovis.
Miriam, I'm coming aboard.
Just try it, Toad. It's a 10-foot jump.
Clovis, the water. Be careful.
You'll never make it.
Oh, my God! Burger, shut up!
Don't worry about them, Clovis. I put canal water in their hooch. Oh.
No, Barkley.
I'll kill you, Toad, myself. No squat little amphibian's gonna squelch my frequency.
Clovis!
Get him, Toad!
You're a subhuman genocidal rug merchant, Barkley.
Oh.
You annoy me so.
What do you know about running a business? You're a society brat with a taste for loose women and flies!
You poisoned Mother Earth, Barkley. Now drink your wages!
Ah! Oh, he's fizzling away.
Yes, let's watch from the shore, Miriam. This boat is sinking.
Oh!
Upsy-daisy.
Eddie.
Nope.
I don't feel so good. I'm sweating bullets. Hail Mary. Mother of God. Give us a break here. Whatever.
Ow.
Eddie. Look out for yourself. You.
Yes.
stupid.
Oh, Zach.
You're a girl.
Correctional facility. But the toad had vanished, and Fairdale police were unable to thank him. Oh, Clovis, I don't think I can ever thank you either. Clovis, you'd better read that sign.
No parking. Violators will be towed.
And how?
There is one way you can thank me, Miriam. You could marry me.
No, please. We've been through all that. I can't take the chance.
You mean the children?
Oh, Clovis, I wouldn't know whether to have them in a hospital or a pond.
Very well, if that's how you feel. But be warned. You spurn the toad at your own risk.
Oh, don't threaten me. You know that never works.
Miriam, forgive me. I don't know what...
I'm sorry, too, Clovis. We've both been a little nasty lately.
Well, it's no wonder. Barclay and his goons turned Fairdale into an industrialized coffin.
Still, it's a pity we had to evacuate. Clovis, listen.
What?
The crickets.
They're like a symphony.
Ah, I've missed them so. Ah, it's a beautiful night.
Miriam, kiss me.
Friends, if you enjoyed this program, why not call your nearest Eagle representative and tell him about it? Then let him tell you about the magic of Eagle toupees. And tune in next week at this time when Eagle presents another thrilling adventure of The Toad.